Pot to Pot. Washington's Liquor Control Board is currently sorting through 5,000 applications to grow, process, sell cannabis. Five of them are from a Seattle-based cannabis cultivation company named Solstice.
Solstice Vice President Alex Cooley's used medical marijuana since college. He cultivated on his own and showed other people how to do it as well. He was doing student teaching in Seattle public schools when a hiring freeze blocked that career, so he went into the medical marijuana business.
Now Cooley and Solstice want to add production of recreational marijuana to their portfolio. They've already demonstrated a willingness to work within the rules. Solstice currently operates the only fully permitted medical marijuana grow in the state. It's located in Seattle's SoDo neighborhood.
Alex Cooley is chair of the Coalition for Cannabis Standards and Ethics. That organization works to encourage others in the business to follow the laws. And Cooley told our esteemed colleague Ross Reynolds he thinks marijuana legalization will work, but he's still critical of some aspects of this new law.
The biggest negatives to me, the three tiers of excise tax is extremely aggressive. Even though the truth of it, it's not 85%, it works out to about 36%. Still, 36% tax on a product that you're trying to take away from the black market, it's a very big hurdle and makes things difficult.
Wouldn't like black market cannabis easily undersell legal cannabis given all the taxes that will be imposed at the various stages?
It will in the beginning, and I do think price will be an issue, but people will buy this no matter what it costs. Some people, not all people, but some people. And for the opportunity to save $4, let's say, and you have to walk into an alley and buy something that you don't know what it is or where it's coming from, you're going to be less likely to do that. You're going to pay the four extra dollars because you're going to take some pride in your state. You're going to take some pride in paying those taxes. And you, assumptively, as a cannabis consumer in Washington, want I-502 to succeed.
The second problem Solstice's Alex Cooley sees is the rule that prevents cultivation, processing, and sale of cannabis within 1,000 feet of schools, transit centers, parks, and libraries. He says the rule is unnecessarily restrictive, more restrictive than the federal sentencing guidelines it is based on.
Two problems are going to come from it. You're going to have basically cannabis deserts, so to speak. You're going to have neighborhoods that aren't going to, they just can't comply. Capitol Hill is a perfect example. It's a neighborhood that many people consume cannabis, but there's not going to be a legal place for them to go get cannabis, and it can't be delivered to them. So the black market is going to supply that neighborhood. Someone's going to be more willing to walk into an alley as opposed to drive across town. You're going to have the reverse happen in some neighborhoods. You're going to have these density issues. You're going to have clusters of grows, processing facilities, and retail establishments.
What's an example of a neighborhood like that?
North of 99. So 145th and 99 is an example of that. Where we are now in the SoDo is becoming an example of that. Rainier is an example of that. And that's areas that there just been these pockets and these clusters, and you drive down the street and you see dispensary after dispensary after dispensary, or access point after access point. No one likes that. No one's a fan of that. This should be just like liquor, which is the goal. Which every neighborhood is so served by their local retail establishment.
Cannabis is still illegal under federal law, but the Attorney General's office has made it clear that if legal marijuana in Colorado or Washington begins to seep across state borders, the federal government will intervene. Solstice's Alex Cooley thinks that's unlikely.
Cannabis making it in the hands of people that shouldn't out of the state in any large sum, I see to be very improbable. One, because everything's tracked so much. Two, because it's going to be extremely expensive. So trying to purchase and resale a large amount is going to be very difficult. There's not much of a margin for someone to make money there.
You think that a lot of people are going to get rich from the cannabis business?
I would assume so. Yeah, I mean, this is a large market. I mean, it will be a billion-dollar market in this state in time. So, yeah, people are going to make money off of it. A lot of people will fail, too, though. And that is to be known. There will be a very large failure rate with bringing this industry online. And, you know, I never got into this to make money. That was never my intentions or my goals. But money comes. You know, you do a good job, you'll always have a job to do. So I really think it's appropriate for us to be focusing on making this successful as opposed to making ourselves successful. We need to be selfless a little bit in this. And if you're selfless and you work hard and we make this system work, well, the system will take care of you.
This is Alex Cooley. He's vice president of Solstice. It's a cannabis cultivation company. He talked with our colleague, Ross Reynolds. This is The Record.